September 14, 1927, how God is jealous of the acts which are done in the divine will. Grace is the belocated life of God. How our Lord calls the soul to follow his acts. I was all abandoned in the divine fiat, and in it I was doing my acts. An endless sea made itself present before my mind, and I, inside that sea, formed my own tiny little sea with my acts. It was as if the waters would sink deeper, and would expand, rising around me like a circle, to give me the space in which to put my acts in the middle of the sea, so as to let me form my own little sea within that very sea. I remained surprised in seeing that that sea, while it seemed it was made of water, was made of light, and its huge waves formed the most beautiful enchantment, the sweetest and most gentle murmuring, more than music. And my sweet Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, "My daughter, the soul who operates in my divine will operates in God Himself, and her acts remain in Him. The sea which you see is the Supreme Being who, jealous of anything holy that can be done in my volition, extends the endless sea of His being around the soul, in order to receive her acts, and He keeps them within Himself as the soul's tiny little sea of her acts done in His divine will." Our satisfaction and love for one who lives in our divine volition is such and so great, that as we see her operate, we lower ourselves to her, forming a circle around her to let her operate within ourselves. And she rises up to us, and her acts take their place together with our acts, delighting us and glorifying us as we delight and glorify ourselves. After this, I was following the divine will in everything it has done in creation, to then follow the acts of redemption, and my adored Jesus made present to me what he had done in coming upon earth, and I followed him, step by step, and following his tender age in the act in which he would cry and suckle milk in the arms of the sovereign queen, I said, "My pretty little one, I want to invest your tears with my I love you, to ask you, in each one of your tears, for the kingdom of your divine will. And in each drop of milk that our celestial mama gives you, I want to let flow my I love you, so that, while she nourishes you with her milk, I may nourish you with my love, to ask you, in each drop of milk you take, for the kingdom of your divine fiat." Then I said to my mama, "Say together with me, I want the kingdom of your will in each drop of milk I give you, in each tear and wailing of yours, in each one of my kisses which I impress on your beautiful and charming face. When it is said by you, Jesus will give his kingdom." And the sovereign lady made me content by saying it together with me. And my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, in each act that my celestial mama did for me, and they were continuous, I repaid her with a degree of graces, because I do not let myself be beaten nor surpassed by the acts of creatures, I am insuperable. Therefore, if my dear mama gave me love, acts, steps, words, I, in each degree of grace, gave her a divine life, because grace is nothing other than the belocated life of God which gives itself to creatures. What a great difference between an act which a creature can give and a divine life which God gives at each of their acts." So, the Queen of Heaven was immensely rich, with so many divine lives which she received at each instant. And she used them to form the corrige, to honor, to love, with divine lives, her Son, her Jesus, her all. You must know why I now call you, and now make present to you everything I did in my life while being on earth, showing you how now I cry and shiver with cold, now I remain in the arms of my mama, repeating those baby acts of suckling milk, of wetting her maternal hands with my tears, of kissing each other, and so forth. It is because I want your acts, your love, together with that of my mother, and that all my acts be followed by yours, so that I may give to you too, as many degrees of grace for as many acts as you do for me. And this, for the decorum, honor and corrige of my will, which wants to form its kingdom in you. My will is not inferior to my humanity, and therefore it deserves the same honors that my inseparable mama gave me. And this is why I want your acts following mine, that I may give you my divine life as many times. Therefore, be attentive, and follow me faithfully. May everything be for the glory of God and for the triumph of the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat. Deo gratias.